This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
That's
no, I don't care.
Angel of my dreams, I will always.
What you would love to, I don't care.
It does sound like it could be a little trad song.
We definitely
break
could.
It down like that.
Can
we're
we do
talking
that
about
the show?
Jade's song, Angel of My Dreams. Yeah, let's do that in the show.
It could be like any songs.
I wish I could play guitar and I could just. Like, that would be such a good bit on the show if we could just like play an acoustic version of a song and sing it like Christy Moore.
Yeah. Angel of My Dreams, I think, is
Angel
a
of My Dreams.
Perfect.
Isn't
West
it?
Of Ireland kind of banger.
Yeah.
Jade's
whimsical.
Missing a trick, man.
She is.
Anyway.
I had a lovely orange today.
Oh, this is the podcast intro. Sorry.
What do you think is going on here?
I didn't really know, to be honest. I was like, is this a bit for the show?
I think oranges are in season, maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? I've been saying that for months.
My orange was better than the ones you were giving me.
Wow. So fucking rude.
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, what a... Oh, is that like a TV show or something?
Yeah, about prison.
Oh.
And it was really good. And then it ended really badly.
Oh.
I hated the ending.
I actually didn't mind the ending.
I remember watching the ending or the last season being like, I just need to finish this fucking thing.
I was a bit like that sometime.
Should I watch it? I've never had.
Orange is New Black. Yeah. You love it.
You'd
and
love
especially
it.
The first couple of seasons are brilliant.
What's the song?
The song.
Oh, the opening theme song. Yeah. Oh, God, it's unbelievable.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, no, I don't want to play it because it's going to get stuck in my head and then I'll have to. The animals, the animals. Trap, trap, trap till the cage is full. The cage is full, but day is new.
And everyone is waiting
on you and you. Oh, it's so good.
You have to watch it, Em.
You should. And you'll love that. So that'll be your new favourite song.
Yeah. You will not press skip intro ever.
Never.
That was a moment.
It was a moment in time.
We apologise. Welcome
to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello, hope you're good this morning.
Oh, what's going on?
Let's do it all again. Yeah, let's. It's a big day in Australia this morning.
Is it Australia Day?
It's not Australia Day,
okay.
But a new law has finally passed in Australia. And as of today, if your boss tries to contact you a moment after your shift finishes, you have the legal right to fully ignore that.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I love that.
I wonder, will this be able to, like, how will this work? Do you know what I mean?
Ah, yeah, I know. Like, in theory, like, who's going to actually
sue their boss for sending them a text? We actually talked about this on the show.
Yeah, we did.
When it was happening.
At some point.
And we were like, oh, this is cool. And didn't we ring our boss Nick or something and hang up on him?
Yeah,
stuff like
that.
But I feel like in practice, I don't know if this would actually work.
Yeah, I don't know. What they're simply saying is that someone who isn't being paid 24 hours a day shouldn't be penalised if they're not online and available 24 hours a day.
True that. I think the sentiment is excellent.
The sentiment is, and it hopefully makes people think twice before contacting people outside of work. Any workplace that breaches the rules, which will be enforced by the country's Fair Work Commission Tribunal, fines of up to $93,000.
Wow.
So serious stuff.
Probably more than most people's salaries.
Yeah, 100%.
So you just know, lawsuit, maybe.
You just know you're going to get those bosses who are like, yeah, but guys, sorry, we're a family. It's not really a clock on, clock off kind of job.
I know.
I wonder what the threshold is for making the 90 grand. Like, could you literally go to the court and be like, here's a text, 601. They're like, cool, you
win. That's 90 grand.
Surely.
Like, is it that easy?
It's got to be, though. Surely, if it's an email, if it's anything that comes after that time.
I'm
so scared you'd hit send on something that you're on to schedule.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Please ignore that. I'm so sorry.
Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Ashling. Good morning.
Good morning. I feel like we wouldn't be a breakfast radio show if we didn't talk about the news that everyone is talking about.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair enough.
Oasis are getting back together,
what
lads.
What the hell?
Like, what in the 1990s is going on? this is cool.
Yeah, it's
this
mad.
Is a big, big moment. This was obviously news from yesterday when people started kind of getting a little bit of an inkling online because Liam Gallagher was tweeting different things that he doesn't normally tweet. He tweeted something like, I never liked that word former.
Saw that.
And people are always referring to him as the former
Oasis frontman.
Frontman, exactly.
Yeah, I wondered because I was like, I felt like that was quite a normal tweet. That doesn't necessarily mean on its own that Oasis is coming back, but people know more.
But at the same time, it's not as if it was just that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So there was more.
He was obviously, when he got a load of replies for that as well, and he was replying to people being like, yeah, cool, see a front row or something. You know what I mean? Things like that. People were getting clues. And then Noel was on video saying a good thing about Liam, which hasn't happened. Hasn't happened since Oasis were together.
Funny. They have like famously hated each other publicly for like, what, 15 years?
Must be.
Yeah.
It's mad amount of years.
What was the good thing he said, do you know?
He basically said that he was really passionate and he had a good voice and he was able to deal with it more than Noel was, basically.
Wow.
Something along that lines. And everyone's kind of going, sorry, did we just get that on camera? What, you know what I mean? Like, this is huge. This is like seeing Bigfoot. It's like, it just doesn't happen. And so that was kind of, everyone was like, right, that's it. The other thing is that Wembley Arena in London have 10 free nights. So they have booked in, right? But no one knows who the band is or who the act is or the artist is.
10 nights at Wembley. Oh my God.
Would be insane, right?
Yeah. For next year.
I've heard a little rumour that there could potentially be a slang gig. I've heard, but just a rumour.
I just got goosebumps.
I'm honestly not like an Oasis stan or anything, but I just understand how big that would be for some people.
Massive. I didn't realise until last night when I was chatting to my friend's boyfriend about this, because he was just completely consumed by it as well. And I was too. And we were just sitting there being like, I was like, I didn't know how much I've thought about this, because obviously you kind of have FOMO that you weren't. I certainly wasn't like gig ready or whatever at the time when they were doing
their
big
thing. Yeah, we were in too young.
And it always kind of made me sad, I guess, in my mind, that I was like, I'm never going to see Oasis live. Isn't that sad kind of a thing? I'll be trying to get tickets.
You got it.
Sure.
It's you and it's half like history. The country.
Yeah, literally. It's going to be so difficult.
Liam was headlining Reading Festival over the weekend as well. And before he launched into one song, he went, I want to dedicate this to Noel Effing Gallagher.
Really?
Game over.
Yeah, but was it a good song?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
it
good.
It was actually. It was. I should have written
like,
it down.
I hate you. Yeah. We're never getting back together.
But I love this as well. And again, I went into like weird detail with my friend's boyfriend about this last night, because it was 11 p.m. they put up that cryptic message of 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Yes. So now they actually are announcing
it. So yeah, the two of them put up 27th of the 8th, 24, 8 a.m. on their Instagram.
And I love, okay, number one, a lot of people by 11 p.m. are asleep.
Yeah.
Right? So
I was
a bit of a late time to do it, I think, first off. And number two, throw it out at 11 p.m. Let the media do their mad thing today with that information, and then set the world on fire tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Yeah, it's good. It's clever.
It's actually quite clever, I feel.
And it's, so it's tomorrow, 8 o'clock, we'll know what's going on.
We'll be able to say it on our show.
Yeah,
live.
We will. I think it will be quite funny if it's like, we got new merch.
Imagine
it was just this whole thing for nothing. It'd be so mean, but it would be very Gallagher's.
It would actually be so. Yeah. They're launching new I Still Hate My Brother show.
We had another fight.
Yeah. But the whole thing was that they each said he has to just pick up the phone. If they want an Oasis reunion, he has to pick up the phone.
I always thought it was just a whole media ploy
We talked about this on, I feel like every radio station in the world talks about this every 3 months, but this is the most I've ever seen it. Like,
absolutely.
If it's going to happen. Yeah. It's happening now.
Yeah, and Blossoms even were playing a home gig over the weekend, and that exact cryptic that you just mentioned, tomorrow morning's date and time, went up on screen at the end of their gig.
Wow.
And everyone who knew that would know that's the Oasis text.
That's cool.
Font kind of a thing. So it's all going on.
Exciting times ahead.
Exciting. Kid Leroy now, this is called Girls on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Right. Good morning.
I've talked about my niece Florence at length on the show. She's a very interesting 5-year-old kid. She's cool and fun to talk to, and it's a big week as she starts primary school on Thursday.
Oh, is that this week?
Oh my God.
She starts junior infants on Thursday, so a big week for Florence. And on Friday, as I was en route home, my sister said, would you meet us in Dungarvan, okay, which is like the local town close to where they live?
Okay.
She was like, we have a bit of a problem. I'll fill you in when you get here. I was like, Grant, I'll pop in. So that was fine. Met Florence and my sister in the ear piercing shop.
Oh.
And I said, what's going on? She said, see her left ear there. I said, oh yeah.
Her left ear?
Is in Florence's left ear. Looked down, oh yeah. nice little butterfly going on there in the ear. What's going on? She was like, she's been begging me for 3 weeks to get her ears pierced. And I brought her in during the week and they pierced one ear. And she said, absolutely not. Thank you very much. That's enough for me. Cheers. So she's been going all week with the one earring, right?
Like a lad.
Yeah, like a guy.
Yeah.
One butterfly.
I like it. Start a trend for me.
Start a trend. Yeah, totally. She was like, I'm kind of here trying to just encourage, like, I think Elsa and Anna the princesses were going into the piercing shop that day anyway.
Oh, wow.
Let's just get her back in here and see how she's feeling about it, you know. And she was absolutely saying, like, ma'am, I know what you're doing and I'm not getting my other ear pierced.
It's so funny because, like, I feel like I know the shop you're talking about, and if I think I do anyway, they use the gun.
Yeah.
Which is, like, actually really not that painful.
No, not at all, no.
It's just like a punch.
It's just a
punch. And
then it's
done.
Oh, like, yeah. She was absolutely bawling her eyes out. Like, I'm never getting that done again.
Oh, so the poor thing.
What do I do? Because I always do the most. I said, Florence, I'll get my ears pierced here.
No,
sorry,
you did.
I just noticed.
Yeah.
You
I got
tiny
my ears pierced
stud.
For the third time over the weekend. So I just hop up in the chair and I said, come on, girls, look, I'll show her. This is grand, right?
Did you have
and
to
she
pay
said,
for it?
Yeah, 45 quid.
Oh,
so
my God.
So I'm sitting
God.
Up in the chair, get the two, and, like, honestly, I'm smiling at her in the eyes as I'm getting it done. It's kind of like, ow, but
so you
we're
got,
fine.
Like, a second little one?
Third. You really didn't need it.
So you have three now in your lobe.
Three in the lobe, yeah.
Three in the lobe, yeah.
She looks at me and goes, I don't care.
Oh, no. Right?
I said, that's fine. No problem. It's fine. And then she says, because she's just, and you can't argue with her, she says, I've been thinking about it. And actually, ear piercing does nothing for your life. It just looks nice. So what's the point?
What's the point?
And all you had to say is, fair enough, we get 99 ahead of home, yeah?
Yeah. Oh,
so
my
she's
God.
She's going into school with her one earring on Thursday.
Stop.
And hats off.
Wear it proud, Florence.
Yeah, do you know what?
You did a good job.
She did. And I was like, it does nothing for your life.
You really do the
so,
most, don't you?
What a philosopher.
Like, she got so deep. I was like, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
And is she not going to take out the single one?
No, she likes it.
She likes the
she
one.
She just will never do it again.
So that's doing something for her life.
Yeah.
Two isn't.
Yeah.
The second one would take away from her life, but the one is adding. So
awesome.
I like
good
it
at the moment. Here, and I got my ears pierced. Lovely.
Happy day.
Well done. I'm proud of you.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
And today is the day. This morning before 10 o'clock, we're going to find out who's won that epic trip to Ibiza. Woo. In a few weeks' time for the closing parties. We've been getting you qualified for the last couple of weeks, and we'll find out more today. I'm excited.
You got to answer that phone with Spin, take me to Ibiza, though.
Yes,
just,
you do.
Just if you get the call, answer it with Spin, take me to Ibiza. Yeah,
if you're in the draw.
Call.
If you're not in the draw, then you're
don't
free,
worry.
You're
don't
free
worry
to
about
answer whatever you want.
Whatever way.
you're off the hook. We had a party on Friday.
We did.
A Spin get together.
Lovely, yeah.
Something we don't do often enough, I would say.
I completely agree.
And I missed the last one, so I was excited to attend this one.
I feel like you should. I'm sorry for you that you missed the last one, because there was a lot more people at it.
there were more people at the last one.
I was sorry to miss this one. I did get a bit of FOMO seeing the pictures and stuff. Yeah.
It was actually a lovely crew that we had.
We
and
did.
We had
thanks.
Great crack. No, I'm just saying, everybody is sound here. And it was good to see some of the, like, the people who work in the evenings that we don't normally get to see and all
yes.
the rest. And we went to a place called the Giddy Dolphin, which is a kind of a sports bar, would you say?
Yeah, it is kind of, yeah.
It's
it has like electronic darts, it has foosball, it has snooker, pool or whatever.
Yeah.
It has loads of different things.
And the thing was that poor El, our boss Nick, thought that the turnout was probably going to be a bit higher than it was. And so he ordered enough food for a lot more people.
Oh my God, this was insane.
To be honest, he ordered enough food to feed Spin, 98FM and Today FM all together.
And their listeners.
Yeah. There was so much food that arrived at the table. So we were there for a little while and we were kind of getting peckish. We said, Nick, when's food coming? So on it arrived, a giant platter. At first, all you could see was a mound of onion rings.
It was class.
Mm-hmm. Hidden under the onion rings was tons of chips, tons of chicken goujons. The chips were unbelievable. And then we saw, stacked on the sides, eight burgers.
Yeah.
Ooh,
eight burgers individually wrapped
in
tinfoil. It was unbelievable. That was enough for us. More than enough
Way
for just
more.
Us. However, there wasn't a veggie burger. So I said, sorry, do you know, is there a veggie burger coming? She comes down.
Ash kicked off.
No, she comes down with not only a veggie burger, but also a vegan burger.
Mm.
And then somebody else in the group said, sorry, I can't eat that cheese. No problem. I'll bring you down a burger without cheese. And then someone else said, I'm actually celiac, so I can't have that.
What is going
on? Don't ever ask Spin to go to your
We were the most annoying crew. So another burger came down. At this point now, we have 12 burgers.
Wow.
And what happened next, Dave?
Well, you see, there was only like five of us there.
There was like seven of us.
Yeah, something like that. It was a very small crew.
At peak, there were seven.
At peak, seven and 12 burgers.
Wow.
So we just went around the entire Giddy Duff, which is a big bar, and it's in Tampa Bar, like, so it's busy enough, especially because all the Americans were in and things like that, and loads of tourists were in for the American football and stuff. And so we just went around all of the Giddy Dolphin offering people food.
Go on.
It was kind of felt
a
little
nice
bit dodgy
to be in.
Where I was like, "Hi, do you want a burger? We have so much food." And I think people were kind of like, "Okay, where do I pay?" And I'm like, "No, no, it's fine. Like, you, do you know what I mean? It's all good."
Listen to Spin 103.8. That's how I'm paying for that for you.
So, so I brought over some guy, two guys, burger and chips. And one of the guys was like, "No, I'm a vegetarian." I was like, "All right, no hassle." So I just brought him a load of chips and onion rings and things like that.
Yeah.
And so put them on the thing.
He's like, "We got a vegan burger too." Here.
Yeah. Over and gave him a vegan burger.
What do you need? Anything silly?
Some family had just come in and sat down.
Yeah.
And instantly I was over to them like, "Hi, do you want food?" And they're like, "Oh, we'll just have a look at the menu." I was like, "No, no, we got so much food. Here's a load of food for you. It's all wrapped. We haven't touched it yet. Go wild or whatever."
We were everyone's favourite customers.
I can imagine.
And then when we had sufficiently done away with our leftover food, over she comes
with another platter.
No, she didn't.
Another burgers.
No.
Another mountain of chips and onion rings. Before she even put it down on the table, we all just went,
No.
No.
Please.
No. Take it away. Disperse. Give it out.
Yeah. Please.
This cannot come near us.
That's amazing.
We basically made her go and offer all the entire rest of the Giddy Dolphin more food.
That's amazing.
Yeah. We're everyone's favourite customers.
I can imagine that you totally were. I'd have loved to have seen you coming.
It was interesting.
People were trying to buy Dave free drinks.
Yeah.
And then he was like, no, we have free drinks.
We have free drinks. I was like, please don't worry about
me. We have it all.
What a beautiful position to be in.
It was a good night.
Here's Jazzy. This is called Makeup. You're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Recharged.
Spin. And I can't believe it's that time of year again. There's something autumny in the air. It is back to college time and we want to get you organised, giving you the chance to win a €2,500.
That's ridiculous.
Harvey Norman voucher. Insane stuff.
It must be 250, is it?
No. I actually got
You're
a bit nervous.
Real?
Let me check the emails.
Yeah.
There's two zeros in that.
Whoa, you're really quick at checking emails, man. The technology specialists at Harvey Norman are here to help with all the biggest brands and the latest technology, from laptops and tablets to SIM-free phones and printers, plus a whole lot more.
Yes, if you want to get your hands on that €2,500 voucher.
See, you've doubted yourself there.
I
nearly said 250 euro again. We need you to come on and play our little game, but we also need you to be available to come join us for a live show at Harvey Norman in Blanchardstown on the 6th of September.
So that's when we give away the voucher.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
A big epic challenge.
We have little prizes today, don't we?
We do, of course. Tech prizes to be won every single day between now and then.
Okay, Viola is on this morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, girl?
Good. So come here, you're going to college. What's the plan?
Yeah, so I'm starting my master's this September.
Brilliant.
Amazing. That's unbelievable. How long will that be for, Viola? Like, is that 2 years, 3 years?
Or just the years?
2 years.
2 years. Okay, very good.
And what's
good.
Your master's in?
It's work and organizational behavior.
Behavior. Interesting. Cool.
Amazing. I like it. Well, let's see if we can get you some tech and get you into that final on
the 6th of September for your chance to win that €2,500.
We're going to need you to be available to come to Harvey Norman Blanchardstown on the 6th of September if you get into it, Viola?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yay. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. And all you have to do is answer three questions correctly in 30 seconds. You then will win today's prize and get yourself into that grand finale as well on the 6th. All right?
Nice one.
Today's college degree, guys, we're doing a bit of agriculture.
Oh, a bit of agriculture.
A bit of agriculture now. Would that be your forte, Viola?
Absolutely not.
Yes. No,
well,
me neither. Too.
But I'm looking at these questions, Viola. I don't think you'll have any problem with them.
All right, question one. What animal does bacon come from?
A peach.
Yes. What vegetable is used as a nose for a snowman?
Carrot.
Yes.
Carrot. And finish the crisp flavour. Cheese and what?
Onion.
Yes. That's a really easy agricultural.
She's got an agriculture degree.
Unbelievable.
Imagine if it was that easy.
Congratulations. You're in that final. Let's see what you've won. Today's tech prize is Samsung Buds FE.
Woo!
Nice one.
Yeah.
You've won yourself some ear pods. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys.
Viola, we will see you on the 6th of September at Harvey Norman and Blanche.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Viola. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Bye, bye, bye. If you would like to win with Harvey Norman, we'll give you another chance after 9:30 tomorrow morning here at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Becky Hill on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Do you remember before I was telling you when I went through my really heavy trad music phase last summer?
I do actually remember that phase. That was a weird
time.
There's
been so many phases, it's hard, but I do remember that one.
That was a pretty heavy phase. It was on the back of going to the island off the coast of West Cork, and I was in my trad era.
She came back to Dublin, she was like, right, where has trad? I was like, Emma, it's Tuesday at 1 p.m.
Honestly. And I discovered Rebels, a place in North Farnham, does trad on a Sunday and Wednesday. Now, here's the thing. I've frequented Rebels trad evenings a few times since, okay? But never with the OG trad gang. Right.
Who are the OG trad gang?
So the OG trad gang are the Avon and the Blondets, my friends, who we got
Avon
into this.
The Avon and the Blondets.
This is the Murphy crew from the island, right? So I met them last night and they said, well, we go up to Revels, there's a bit of trad on. Now, I don't think Revels knew what was coming, okay? To the point where the trad group had to come over and chat to us after to say, who are you and what's going on here?
Iffy on the lyrics there.
It got to the point where on the last chorus, the main singer of this trad group went, do you know what, girls? Just take it away. Just take it away. And he just stayed silent for the last two multiple choruses and then said, please come back every time. I'd say they were half traumatized.
I love that.
But yeah. Trad is back, lads. It is back with such an incredible.
I don't think it ever left.
It's like country music. It's really making a comeback.
You know what else is really, really like big at the moment?
Go on.
Pop
music. Yeah. We're going to play some of that next.
Wow. Ready to go. It's showtime.
Body Charge, Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check. Let's go. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Good morning.
Hey there, world.
Welcome to a brand new week.
Yeah.
Interesting weekend across town because the Americans were in.
Yes. Oh, by God were the Americans
in. By God were the Americans in their droves. Yeah, they were over for college football. The first day of it was in the Aviva.
Yes, I saw loads of people I knew at that actually.
Georgia Tech and...
Florida State. Yeah.
Can I ask why?
I don't think you should.
Oh.
Why shouldn't she?
Because I think it's all about money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. It's like money. A big tourism ploy, isn't it? Just to get them all over. Sure. Right. Sponsored by Aer Lingus.
Yeah, it's a bit mad.
They did that, the Aer Lingus plane flew really low.
People in Ranelagh were freaking out. Yeah, they didn't know what was going on.
I could hear it from my house. It was cool.
Yeah. But I was down in town and I was on Dame Street and there was a full-blown ESPN. You know ESPN, the sports network? Yeah. ESPN, like kind of stage or whatever, where they were doing the commentary for the football match.
Oh,
so for the American football match. So it was like, do you know when they go to, I don't know, say for the World Cup or whatever, and BBC are there or RT are there? That was what was happening on Dame Street.
It was so cool.
And so the DJ by the stage was our friend Shelley Gray.
Yeah.
We went up to her and she was like, oh my God, come backstage with me. So we went up onto
the
stage.
No, you
didn't. We went, me and my two mates, we went upstairs up to the stage and we were looking at these American ESPN sports reporters and they were doing a show from there, right? And it was the most like, you know, American presenters, they're so... you know, animated. Yeah. They're so like bizarre.
That was fascinating, I'd say.
It was so interesting. It was the like 4-piece suits on each of them. The makeup was something serious.
No way.
Oh, it was insane. Like they're all gas looking.
There and not the stadium.
I have no idea.
For more hype, yeah.
But you see, all of the Irish and all the Americans who didn't have tickets were on Dame Street.
Gotcha.
So for like a while, for ages, all the hype was there until everyone, you know, went into the pubs to watch the match or whatever. This was like 10 minutes before the game started. But they all have these like bizarre haircuts, mad makeup on themselves, and they're like, hey, George, what do you think of this?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think Georgia State are going to do, you know what I mean? It was just so bizarre to see up close, like the actual work that goes into it was insane.
So where does the circus roll out to next then?
No idea. I think it's probably just back to the States.
Right, okay. Yeah. It's like a one-off kind of thing. winning.
One off. The first match is now. I think we might have it for next year and potentially another couple of years.
Because they did it last year as well.
Yeah.
With Notre Dame. They called it Notre Dame Street.
Oh, it was very close. Yeah, it wasn't around at the weekend, but Dublin looked amazing online.
It did look good.
And it was sunny.
Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
They should have closed off Georgia Street.
Yes.
I think that would have been clever.
They
could have never done that, but I'm just saying it could have been clever.
Spins fully
charged. Recharged. I was determined this weekend to rest. In fact, I had to enforce it on myself multiple times.
Yeah, because you actually are just such a goer.
Just the temptation of life's great pleasures were just calling at every corner, and I said, no, I have to rest.
Were you not at a work party on Friday night?
Ah, yeah, I was, but I left that early. I had to go to that.
She was lit.
What time did she leave at?
I know, we actually left.
We left early enough. 4:10.
Yeah, maybe something like that. Yeah.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah. And so on Saturday, I said, no, I can't be doing anything bold. I can't be socialising. I need to rest my voice. Electric Picnic, as in a hoop last week, vocally. We were all there. My boyfriend, Alex, suggested that on Saturday night we go to the cinema. And I said, that's actually such a good idea. Feels like we have an event. But yes, I'll be sitting in a room silently.
Perfect.
And I said, what do we see? Like Kneecap, Deadpool, Despicable Me 4. He said, well, there's a Pulp Fiction 4K remaster on in the IFI at 8.
Okay, of course he did.
I was like, okay, we'll go see that then. My boyfriend Alex is into films.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Do you know, I've never seen Pulp Fiction. Neither. Isn't that absolutely bizarre?
Yeah, and I had seen it years and years ago, so it was very much rusty in my brain. So I was like, look, it is one of the best films ever. Mm. So I was like, that would be a good thing to go see.
Is it Tarantino?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
And it turns out going to see an old film in the cinema is actually really fun.
Go on.
First of all, there's kind of like a bit of chatter beforehand, and I was tuning into some of the conversations.
Oh no, all the people, the movie reviewers and stuff.
Yeah, and somewhere in the crowd, somebody revealed, I've never actually seen Pulp Fiction. And everyone went,
no.
You've never seen Pulp Fiction? And everyone was like, she's never seen Pulp Fiction. And I went to Alec, she said she's never seen Pulp Fiction. Yeah. Everybody was like, oh my God, you're going to love it. I can't believe you've never seen it. And her boyfriend's like, yeah, she's never seen it.
Oh my God.
He's so small. Like, then as it started, I kind of noticed people would like snigger at things that aren't funny, but it's just because like they know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So say in the opening scene, there's these two kind of bandits and the one guy goes, it's too risky. I'm through doing that. Shh.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, because they're like, he's not through with it. I know he's going to do it again.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes. And everyone's like,
oh God, no, this sounds like my worst nightmare.
I don't like it at all.
But my favorite thing about going to see the old movie was I could make loads of jokes with Alex about it being old.
Yeah.
So kind of when the first like frame of it started, it was like the old production company that made it. It's from 1994, so it's okay. Like 30 years old. And it was like real old, like 90s font. And I go to Alex, wait, is this an old movie?
Wait, I thought you weren't meant to be talking this.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I know. I kind of ruined that. When John Travolta came in with loads of hair, I go, Jesus, he looks great. I thought he was bald now. And then, you know that
I'm
famous...
I'm sure Alex was really loving you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He was like, yeah, I get the joke. And then...
Swished.
You know that scene where they do the dance, John Travolta and Uma Thurman, it's quite famous. It's like a weird little kind of twisty dance.
No, but
you
on.
Don't. Oh, no. It's quite iconic. Anyway, I go to Alex. I was like, watch this now, that'll be huge on TikTok next time. He was like, shut up.
You should be talking anyway.
Lots of fun.
I love that. Spins fully
charged. Recharged. I want to tell you about a way that maybe you could make money. And maybe the way that you can make big money is by publicly going through your biggest fears, okay?
Or doing a radio show, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Not.
This guy, his name is Sean Evans, and his actual role on LinkedIn, I presume, is professional roller coaster rider.
Ah, stop. What? That's
which
just unbelievable.
Is, I think our producer Callum, who's currently in Disney World
or
somewhere.
Yeah, if there wasn't a time difference, we could confidently say he would be on a roller coaster right now.
Yes, 100%. He makes six figures from his lifestyle, but he's terrified of heights, right?
What? The guy who who does the roller coaster is terrified of heights.
He's terrified of heights. That's what I'm saying. Do something that you're terrified of, and obviously it'll make you a lot of money because people must be glued to his reaction and the way he's trembling and the way he's shaking. Oh, but he does this. It's actually kind of sad that he's so scared, but he's making a lot of money from it.
And is he a YouTuber? Is this
he's
his actual...
He's a YouTuber. So
right,
this is
okay.
All YouTube. So he started all this in lockdown, and he got obsessed with watching people in theme parks on YouTube. Just okay. Everyone had their weird times. I was drawing colouring books. I was weird. Like, we were all doing our own thing. I don't even judge this guy.
I was knitting scarves for cats.
Yeah, good. Yeah, like, I mean, he was just like...
I was going to work.
Oh,
fair play.
Oh, good man. Fair play.
Keeping the cut of your life.
That's yeah. Give him the bread on the table.
Anyway, so his thing was watching these videos online. So his YouTube channel is called Lift Hills and Thrills, and it's all about just his adventures exploring these theme parks in the UK. And it has more than 20,000 subscribers, so he's making a bit of bank off this. He's visited, at this stage, over the last few years, 50 theme parks plus.
Right.
He's rode about 130 roller coasters. And he even set a park record by riding Nemesis at Alton Towers 64 times in 6 hours.
My God, that's an awful lot. That's an awful lot of queuing.
God, when we went to Emerald Park and we had to ride the new one.
Yeah.
Nafina Force,
yeah.
We had to do one of them 3 times in a row, and I was like, I'm never...
Imagine, yeah.
To get on
I did it no
again.
Matter. I loved it.
Oh, God.
No, hours later, I was voiced...
6 hours.
No, Nashling, and she still was a bit woozy, I think, after it, weren't you?
Yeah.
Nashling we got into the car after, and she was like, I feel like I'm still on the roller coaster.
Yeah, that feeling of yeah. He said he wanted to do something that would make his channel stand out, and basically somebody had ridden the Nemesis 63 laps in one day, so he got the 64.
Oh, my God.
He said, I basically turned my hobby into a full-time job. I get paid really well for travelling and enjoying myself, which I would say is living the dream. He also does his own hours. He starts riding roller coasters at 9 o'clock. And finishes up at 3.
It's so narrowed.
It's so stupid. Like, I love it.
Well, I'd say he's confined to the park hours now.
Park hours, yeah. In at 9, out at 3. Thanks, Mel. Job done.
Oh, my God.
Now, I was thinking, because obviously we all have random fears. If you are someone who's afraid of spiders, maybe you could set up a YouTube channel dedicated to, like, sleeping at night with loads of spiders in your room.
Oh, no, God.
Just have a live stream. People would enjoy that.
That's why I always said, like, if I was a celebrity and I got asked to do I'm a Celebrity, I wouldn't do it. And it's specifically only because of the spiders.
I couldn't do it because of the rats, right? So I was saying, if it was mine and I wanted to make more money, here's Emma adopting a family of baby rats and trying to train them. Like, I would never have peace again, but I would probably make a lot of money.
Why is it so fun to watch people being scared?
I don't know.
That used to be a thing, Fear Factor. Do you remember that? That was crazy.
You have revealed in the show multiple times that you are terrified of balloons.
Yeah, don't like them.
You just don't like balloons.
Terrifies
maybe a bit of a reach.
Yeah, it's just more of like...
You don't like balloons.
No, it's just more like, are they going to pop? You know, like specifically blowing up a balloon.
They put you on edge.
Oh, I hate it.
Dave, I reckon if you launched a YouTube channel from balloon modelling novice to expert and did like a 10-part series.
Honestly, I feel like I could do a fantastic TikTok series where I just blow up balloons and freak out. I'd be hyperventilating.
Like, will one more blow it up?
Yeah.
That would actually be so fun to watch.
That actually would be a really good TikTok, wouldn't
and
it?
And Aisling, you revealed on the show at one point or another, I'm always listening, that you're terrified of port-a-loos sometimes because there might be a wasp in there. So I think that kind of speaks for itself. A live stream.
I know what to do for you, yeah.
Exactly what to do for you.
Awesome.
Just leave a whole hive in there and you just chill
just
out
go in
there.
And die.
Yeah, and make a huge amount of bank. Again, lads, just food for thought.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It's been a long time on this show since I've done a little bit of a hinge problem or a dating problem. And I've enjoyed not doing it. But I feel like, to be honest, this is something that I actually really do need a little bit of help on.
Well, hinge and problems go pretty hand in hand. So it's understandable for lots of people are on dating apps.
Yeah.
They come with a bit of hard work and a bit of... You need to be very... resilient.
Yes.
Think, don't you?
You really do. And like, look, I'm a 29-year-old, single lad, living in Dublin. I don't mind, you know, I don't care that I'm on Hinge or Bumble or Tinder or anything like that. I don't
want to be ashamed of it.
These are things you need to do in life.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Unfortunately.
Bloody brilliant.
Sure, didn't it work out for Emma only recently with her big news?
Exactly. I want a little bit of that for myself. Do you know what I mean? So I thought, right, I'm going to stick with the online dating because I'm terrified to talk to people in person.
Yeah.
So let's just
let's just
go with the Hinge, right? I've had Hinge for a while and every so often I get a date off it. It's grand. It's fine. No worries. However, there is a girl, right? There is
a girl.
There's a girl.
Oh, there's a girl.
There's a girl who I have matched with.
Oh, sorry.
Th- 3 times.
Okay.
On Hinge. Okay? Because every so often, like maybe every like 2-3 months, I'll reset my Hinge.
Just I get that. Do you want
meet
a fresh
pool? New people. Yeah. I have new photos. Here's a brand new me. Do you know what I mean?
How do you reset it?
Just delete it and
delete
start
the
again.
Account.
Or, yeah, delete the account and start again.
Sometimes when you go to delete Hinge, if you've been on it for a while, they get, if you're like, I want to delete the app, they're like, are you sure you just want to refresh?
Oh.
They'll offer you that every few months. Mm. And then you can just, like, again, you don't have to delete, reset up your profile. They'll just offer you the brand new batch again.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I've matched with this particular girl 3 times. Now, the problem with this girl is... is way too out of my league. Like different sports.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? However, we've matched 3 times.
Oh, well then.
Okay, and I'm thinking, right, well, this is interesting. At this point, I'm kind of like, are we just matching to see if we still match? I've messaged her.
Yeah.
I've messaged her on the 2 occasions that we've matched, nothing, right? We matched again only yesterday. And I'm freaking out because I feel like this is my last chance. I have messaged her twice before with 2 different things. And she has not responded. Absolutely
but then
nothing.
She sees you again and likes you again.
Yes.
Weird.
I know. Oh, nightmare.
She's playing games.
Absolute nightmare. Complete game player. My type to a T.
Yeah. My type on paper.
So the first message, where I matched this girl months and months ago. She's so good looking that I remember her from months and months ago.
Yeah.
Let's call her, give me a name.
Sandra.
Let's call her Sandra.
That's really nice.
Let's call her Shauna.
Beyonce.
Let's call her Shauna, right? Hey, Shauna, how are you? Question mark, right? Now, I know that's a real... Oh, it's so boring.
It's grand, though.
It's fine.
Hinge.
It's so... Like, I know it's such a boring
just
opener.
Just get going. Like,
it was your first try. I'll give you that.
First try.
I feel like sometimes a really extra opener is a bit of a turn. Just
yeah. See, this is the thing. I was just trying to, you know, I think...
test the waters. Go easy.
When you're in this position where it's like, right, I could fumble this bad because she's so good looking. She probably gets loads of messages a day. I need to send just a normal message. Don't freak her out. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
That didn't work. No response, right? And I was like, yeah, that, I knew that would happen. A couple of months later, we match again. I'm like, oh my God, second chance. Let's do it.
Mm.
So I come up with, I think, an unbelievable opening message.
Oh, we'll be the judge of that. Off you go.
Hey, Shauna. I'm going to the Chinese. Do you want anything?
I like that.
It's not bad.
Yeah?
It's not bad.
And then whatever, you know, they say, I'll just roast their order. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll just be mean.
Yeah. Then I'll just get really mean again.
Yeah. No response.
Right.
And I was like, okay, so nothing for hi, how are you, Shauna, and nothing for going to the Chinese to want anything.
I would be such a sucker on Hinge. I'd be like, brilliant. That's excellent.
Yeah, I'm looking for an Aisling who's never been on Hinge before and finds everything really entertaining.
Yeah,
you'd love that, would you, Ash?
Yeah, I'd be like, clever.
Yesterday, I have matched with this girl for the third bloody time. And I haven't messaged yet. I need some advice. What should I say? What is that message that's going to get it over the line?
You need to hook this girl in.
Yes.
Now. Yeah.
100%.
And then I'd say, next time you see her, I wouldn't even like her.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Like, this is it now.
There won't be a next time.
No, this message is going to work.
Of the people of Dublin, we're going to get the ultimate message.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Good point.
Exactly. Yeah. So, voice notes, please, on 087-711-1038. Let us know, what should my opening message be? What would work on you? What have maybe you sent out to someone? What works? Because I need that.
Yeah, people might have, like, a golden line that they use all the time that's like...
And also, if you're, like, a really, really good-looking girl who gets messages all the time on Hinge... let me know what would work on you.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Well, obviously, everyone who listens to the show is beautiful.
Oh, they're all stunning.
Obviously. 087-711-1038. Get Dave's opening line going and we will follow through on this story with Shauna. Make sure of it. You're on spin.
Dave's Hinge problems are back.
Yay.
It's not a yay for me.
Sorry.
I'm not enjoying this.
One for the rest of us, though.
Right, this is the crack, right? I've matched with this girl 3 times in a row. Like, I've you know, reset Hinge over the last maybe 9 months, probably about 3 times. This is my 3rd time resetting it. I've matched with this girl every single time. First time I matched with her, months and months and months ago, hey, how are you? No response. I know, that's probably my fault. Boring response.
Grand, right? It's fine.
A couple of months go by, I obviously fumbled that and didn't think very much. Matched with her again, and I was going, oh, here we go, second chance, let's go. So I said, hey, I'm going to the Chinese. Do you want anything? Think it's funny. It's a little bit creative. And, you know, maybe she'll be like, oh, I'd love a 3-in-1 or whatever.
And then on your first date together, you can just get a Chinese.
Exactly.
And it'll all come full circle.
Unbelievable.
That's lovely. Nice.
And then you proposed to her in the Chinese.
Exactly. Unfortunately, no response. Ah. So I was like, okay, that's it. That's definitely gone. Queue yesterday. And I matched her again. And now I have, I'd say I have only a couple more hours to figure out what the hell I'm going to say to this girl.
Mm-hmm.
to get her to actually talk to me.
Yeah, and I think that, like you said, it's after this, you don't want to be like popping up again, messing her again. Like,
but why is she liking me?
I know, but that's the thing.
It's unusual. It's I can't really figure it out.
It's very weird.
It's frustrating is what it is.
We said we'd call her Shauna.
Yeah, we're going to call her Shauna.
Yeah.
So you wanted to call her Sandra.
No, yeah. We went with Shauna. I've got a message.
Oh, go on.
So I'd start with Shaz.
Okay, right. We're already off to a winner here.
Yeah. I hate not knowing what song is playing. Will you be my live-in Shazam? But I realise now her name isn't actually Shauna.
Yeah, no, it's not.
So that's not going to work.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, okay.
So that's my suggestion gone.
I have one. Hey, have a spare Coldplay ticket. Fancy it? Now, we know you don't have a spare Coldplay.
Yeah, I don't have a spare Coldplay.
Yeah, so tell me how that's going to go.
You will get a reply.
Okay.
Is that not the aim of the game here?
The aim is to get a response.
If you want a response, go with, hey, have a spare Coldplay ticket. Fancy it.
Unbelievable.
We said nothing about honesty here.
No. Yeah.
I'm not looking for a date off this girl. I just want a response.
Just want a reply at this stage.
Cody's standing by. What do you think you should do here, Cody?
All right, hold on. Let me leave people that can hear me.
Oh, I'm worried now.
Where are you, Cody?
I'm just in work.
Oh, fair.
So
they're going to be like, that doesn't sound like a work call.
Exactly. I'm telling you now. I think you should be honest.
Okay.
I think you should say, here, what's the story? This is 3-for-3, Shauna. Now, I'm not chasing anymore. How are you meant to be my future ex-wife? You got to follow all these questions.
So your idea, Cody, is to call her out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Darling, how are we going to get
either
divorced
that,
if we don't start chatting?
Either that or Dave, I don't mean to be funny. She's probably one of those fake pages, so I'm so sorry.
Maybe she is. Yeah, maybe she is. The only thing is that she is verified, so that was the only thing that made me think.
I love that Cody's like, how could you not reply to Dave? It must be a fake thing.
I actually love that idea of just being upfront and calling her out, because then she'll be like, I guess I better answer.
I really like the thought of being like, how are you meant to be my ex-wife if we're not even going to talk?
Yeah, that's actually really
That's fantastic,
that's
Cody.
That's really funny.
So all right, there you go.
Thank
you're
you, Cody.
Humor.
Humor.
I appreciate it, Shauna. Cody. Thank you so much.
No bother. Have a good morning.
Thanks,
you
Cody.
Too. Good luck.
Bye. Any more? What should Dave do? What's his opening line?
Yeah,
voice note us 087-711-1038. Joanne, what do you think he should do?
I just love a dad joke. Like anything, I'm such an easy giggler, and anything that makes me giggle.
Okay. So you just like, yeah, like, so should he just pose a joke?
Straight away. Sorry?
He should just pose a joke.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, interesting.
Like just your opening line, just be like the question of a joke. And see what they say.
And not the answer.
And if they don't reply, then they're dry. You don't want them anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point.
If they want to appreciate a good joke.
Give me a classic dad joke there, lads. What would be a good
dad joke? I don't know, like...
Oh my God, I may go on my Hinge and like check.
Are you constantly getting them or are you constantly sending them, Joanne?
To be honest, I'm terrible on apps. I go on once every 3 months. Yeah. So.
You're like Shauna.
Yeah, maybe that's what's going on. Yeah.
All right, babe. Thanks so much, Joanne.
Thanks, Joanne.
No problem. Have a great morning,
you
guys.
You too. Good luck.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
Do you want me to give you a dad joke that you could use?
Yeah, I feel like I have one now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I have... what do you think of this one? What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? One's really heavy and one's a little lighter.
Hey.
Oh, you know what? Mine's gone. That's good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
All right, I might use that one then.
We need an official decision made. Come back to us now.
I will.
And get the message sent this morning, okay?
We've had some interesting kind of takes on this. I know Cody said to call her out. Basically, tell her, how are we meant to be my ex-wife if you won't respond to me?
Yeah.
Joanne said to tell her a joke. I was thinking of writing like, all right, third time's the charm. How was your weekend or something? Do you know what I mean? Like something, a little bit of a dig or something, whatever. But yeah, I don't know.
There's a message in from Mark saying, I know all there is to know about women. Ever heard of the girly quiz?
Oh, yeah.
That's a suggestion of what you said.
Yeah, that's a good shout, actually.
Although if she has heard of the girly quiz, that might not go well for you.
See, I have nothing about spin on my Hinge, so I don't want to be there going, do you know the girly quiz? Oh, yeah. Why? She's like, no.
You don't do that. Yeah, that'd be so awkward.
Awkward.
No, I listen to FM 104.
So yeah, that's my dilemma at the moment. So I'm thinking about going with the joke. So I do like the joke of, you know, hey Shauna, what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? One's really heavy and one's a little lighter. I like that.
I really like that too.
I have another joke that I think is better, but I'm like, it would require a voice note. And I'm like, that's a little bit different. Maybe she's a voice note person.
Well, listen, the voice note, I couldn't possibly. It's harder to ignore a voice note because you've bloody listened to it.
Yes,
there's too much unknown with a voice note. You have to hear what was said. So that's actually a really good idea.
So do you want to hear my voice note joke?
Go.
And it's so bad, but I think it's so bad it's funny.
Go on.
What does a DJ name his son? Eric.
I think that's already on your Hinge, is it not?
No, I took it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
No,
no, like no. Great.
Hippo or Zippo?
Yeah. Do the hippo one. I like that one. Okay.
Send that message right now, this time tomorrow, because it only lasts 24 hours, this opportunity for her to reply.
Yeah.
And then it's game over.
Is
that even the case on Hinge?
Not even, not that's on Bumble.
Well, okay,
but
how about this?
Thankfully, Shauna, you can respond whenever you want.
Baby.
But I reckon by tomorrow, with no response, you have to just unmatch her and move on with your life. Yes, deal?
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave and Ashling. I like it like that. It's Emma, Dave and Ashling. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to a brand new week.
Here we go.
Hell all yeah. of the possibilities.
Oh, there's so many
the
possibilities.
Joys, all of the new opportunities.
What's going to happen? Who knows?
All of the lessons we can learn.
Oh, you know.
It's just so fun. I have to make an awkward phone call today.
Go on.
Oh, I'm not no. looking forward to. It's not a big deal, but you know the way when you're like...
You're breaking up with Alex.
Here, we'll call him on air.
We do have his number. Actually, let's just rip the band-aid off. No, it's like not a big deal at all, but it's just like, so I'm going out for dinner tomorrow evening with my boyfriend, Alex, and with my friend and her fiancé. They're okay. getting married in October and we're going to the wedding. And we're catching up before the wedding and all the rest. Feels very mature and adult. But I booked the restaurant the other night and just like purely out of habit, I didn't even adjust the number of people to say four. I always just like do two. I was like, cool, the time, blah, blah, blah. And then after I booked, I was like, ah, damn it. I only booked for two. So I was like, what am I going to do? There was no like amend booking on the thing.
Oh, no.
So I was like, right, I'll book it for four and then I'll email them and be like, forget about the two. So anyway,
you made an absolute bags of this, Ashling.
Every time I had to go in to book this, it had to verify my card and take a euro and give me back a euro and all that shite. Anyway, so I went in again and I booked for four and it did the takey back a euro thing. And just at the end, it was like, can't do it. Sorry. And I did this three times.
Mm. Oh, no.
And I said, right, well, that's it. So I'll just send them an email and say, sorry, can you change my two to a four? Job done. I send the email, can you change my two to a four? I then get three more booking confirmations for the four-person table.
So you've booked it.
I've booked 14 seats in this restaurant. I need four. This morning I've woken up.
This poor chef is thinking, yes, finally.
Like they've actually got an order in for you guys. Like they've ordered extra ingredients.
It's going to be the best Tuesday in this restaurant's history. This morning I got like four different confirmation emails. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Wow.
I need to make an awkward phone call today. I'm not looking forward to it.
Oh, do it on air. Do it on air.
That I'm going to disappoint them so much.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah. Oh, that's really grim.
So, hope you have a good week.
F your life.
I want to chat about chess this morning.
Oh, yeah. Go on. Bring the cool stuff. Bring the cool stuff.
Always, always.
One of my favourite shows, though, is The Queen's Gambit, all about chess. Oh, I'm actually quite good at chess.
Fantastic. But... I was going to ask if you ever played.
Yeah, I'm quite good at chess.
I'd say you are good.
My brother is, like, unbelievable.
Is he?
Yeah, he's so, so good. And I beat him every now and again. But, like, for the most part, he'll just destroy me.
Really?
Unreal, yeah.
I've been taught how to play chess, and then I forget every time if I don't play, like, enough. It is, like, complicated.
It is, yeah. It's
a skill. Like, you have to obviously, like, practice and
you got to be forward thinking, I think, is the main thing as well. You're constantly looking for what you're going to do next.
Ahead.
And what they're going to do, what you want them to do.
Yeah, if you're a bit of a paranoid person like me, I don't think it'd be my game.
Yeah, that's not great.
It's a little bit too much for the brain to handle.
Yeah.
But I read a crazy story about chess over the weekend. Apparently, security at chess matches is having to be upped big time because of like new and inventive ways that people are using to cheat.
Right.
And the stakes have just gotten so high with these chess games. Like, it's a lot of money on the line.
Yeah, of course.
That these grand masters who are like so prestigious. They're now scanning for metal everywhere.
Yes.
Including in the ears
And up the bum.
Up the bum, yeah.
Up the bum. So what are they assuming you're doing if you had something in your bottom?
There's a vibrations thing, isn't it?
Yes. So there was a big drama last year about this chess grandmaster, okay? He was wrongfully accused of cheating. They claimed that he had metal beads up his hoo-ha.
And what would they have done to help him
and
along?
And somebody was vibrating the beads at certain points to indicate God knows what. Mm. Oh, things that only
it's
he could understand.
It's weird to talk about beads in a man's bottom, but my brain is now thinking of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in the coffin. Do you remember the coffin scandal?
Yes.
Like, is it A, B, C, or D?
How did they get away with that?
That was so stupid.
So obvious, but we were all just so innocent back in the day. Anyway, this fella who was accused of the beads was found innocent. A defamation lawsuit settled to the tune of $100 million.
Wow. Jesus. Oh, yeah. He did well out of that, in fairness.
He did.
You'd be scarlet.
It'd be worth it, maybe, to get $100 million out of it.
I don't know if it would. You'll always be known as the guy. Anyway. I feel weird talking about the guy who didn't have beads. Yeah.
But everyone's thinking about it.
How do they prove it? I didn't want to know the ins and outs.
This is kind of the thing that they're doing now with the scanning is it's as much to prevent people cheating as it is to prevent wrongful accusations of cheating.
Okay.
So if they go, no, I scanned his bum, he's grand,
then you're laughing.
Nobody can accuse you of doing the beads. So I've been thinking of other ways you could cheat in chess that could get around the metal detectors.
Oh, brilliant.
Just some thoughts for the grandmasters out there. One, similar to the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire guy, somebody coughs when I hover over the square that they want me to drop my little pawn onto.
Yeah. Very good.
Or a little sneeze. Can't help a sneeze.
Yeah, I can mix it up. Or a little toot. Harder to manufacture.
I feel like it'd be like the claw machine in the fun fair. It'd be like, and I'm circling around. Down.
Yeah.
Pick up it. Your man's like, that's my piece. Oh, crap.
Yeah. I could pretend to have the shakes because of how nervous I am to be playing against a grandmaster. And I just keep knocking over the pieces.
Yeah.
I was saying, oh, sorry, a pawn here and a rook there, eventually the whole board, and then I just reassemble them the exact way I want them to be.
Yes, yeah.
But it's just because I'm so nervous.
You would totally...
Oh, also, yeah, by the way, checkmate, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd totally get away with that one, Ash.
My other one is, and this is flawless, I think, make a move, kind of gauge their facial reaction, and then just before they make their next move, go, psych! And redo my move.
Yeah, every time they make a move, you go, ooh.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Wouldn't do that now myself.
Yeah, and my last idea would be that I wear a sort of a tall hat, maybe a top hat. Mm. Inside my hat is a genius rat that's tugging at my hair, and like Ratatouille,
controlling
it's moving
your
my
arms.
Arms.
Yeah.
Controlling every move I make. Again. Try and catch that rat.
It's a flawless grand.
Grandmaster.
Flawless plan.
Flawless.
Totally get away with
I love it.
It.
I'm so
less hassle than beads in the bottom. So, you know,
I can't wait.
A lot
for the,
more comfortable.
I can't wait for the Queen's Gambit season 2.
There's so much material.
The downfall.
Recharged.
I was telling you that on Saturday, obviously all the Americans were over for the college football first match of the season, and it was Georgia Tech versus Florida State. All the Yanks were in town, and I decided me and my friends were going to go into town and enjoy and soak up the atmosphere and have a good time. So we were out from 3 o'clock. We arrived home maybe about 11 o'clock.
Long day.
We were on it. Okay? We were on it. But we had an absolute blast. But I only realised how on it we were when I woke up on Sunday morning to a charge in my bank account.
Uh-oh.
For its new, like, app that everyone keeps buying stuff off.
Not Temu.
Yeah.
I do.
So, oh, God, this is going to be random.
So, it was an Instagram ad, right? And I was like, oh, crap, yeah, I forgot about this.
They're spending so money on advertising. If you don't know what we're talking about, you know that, like, little orange logo? Buy this on Temu. And anything you Google at the moment is the first results. I'm like, go away.
Yeah, is it a bit like Wish.com?
It's like Wish. It's like AliExpress. Like all those
from China?
Ones. Yeah, I think so. I don't actually know where it's from, but there we go. Anyway, I came up with an Instagram ad, and it was like...
They finally got you.
Look at this thing that you could buy for your car. And it was like to hold your phone in place.
Safe place, yeah.
And it was like this little robot thing. And I was like, that's deadly.
God, they know you well. That is classic Dave
it's mate, so me.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I was like,
weird little tech.
I'm going to get that. And so I just clicked into the ad. And then it was like, and it's like, it's the most boomer thing I've ever done. You know what you see? How often do you see an Instagram ad and actually click into it? I never do that.
Yeah.
I saw the thing. I was like, okay, shop now. And I clicked in. And it was like, you got to download the Temu app. I was like, okay, fine. I'm this far. May as well keep going.
Yeah.
And then it was like, congrats on downloading the Temu app. Spin the wheel. So I spanned the wheel. It's like, you get 100% off.
What?
What?
You're for three gifts, we want to give you 100% off, right? So I was like, okay, dopes.
My jaw's on the floor. So, I don't understand what.
So it was like, you got 100% off. And it was like, do you want your chance at multiplying this? I was like, sure. And it was like, spin the wheel again. It was like, you multiply by three. So I get three gifts that are 100% off.
What?
And it gives me this list of things, right? I was like, what do you want? Pick three things. And I was like, I want that thing, I want that thing, I want that thing.
What kind
like,
of stuff are we talking?
I'll tell you in a sec.
Stuff?
Just small, yeah, kind of little, okay, kind of crappy stuff, right? Yeah. But I was like, I want that one, that one, that one, and that one. Three things for free. And then I was like, I was like, okay, go to checkout. And I was like, cool, you're only €45 away from your three free gifts.
Ah!
Oh,
so,
no.
Like, so it was like, spend £45 and we'll give you your three free gifts. And I had already in my head been like, I really want them three free gifts.
Yeah, of course.
So I spend €45 on crap that I don't need and I'm getting three free gifts.
I'm really upset with you.
So,
I'm really sad about this.
I can't wait.
Without further ado,
I cannot wait.
Let's see what I bought on Temu.
I'm going to get so mad. Go on. I can't look at you.
I bought a hair clipper beard trimmer for men for $7.49.
That's good.
Very cheap.
I bought an outdoor portable speaker for €19.
Yeah, that's going to die after two songs.
Yeah, there's you're not going to hear a thing out of that.
I got a powerful mini car vacuum.
No, you didn't.
For $15.49.
I've always wanted one of them. They're very handy looking.
I got.
If you're eating a jam bon in the car,
that's gonna get clogged after
I got
crumbs.
A breathalyzer.
No, you didn't.
I bought a breathalyzer
from Temu.
Not to test it. I wouldn't obviously do that, but I'm just like, I just wanted to test it for the crack.
How much was it?
It was €4.05.
That's on it behavior.
And then my three free gifts. Where?
This is what you were doing this for.
Yeah. A dash cam.
Oh, yeah.
You did say you wanted
a dash cam.
You've
been mad for a dash cam for a while.
Yeah. I want a phone stand for in the car. You know, if you need to look up Google Maps or something,
okay,
you put the phone in. That was the thing I actually saw originally. That was a free gift. And then, what I want you to do, Ashling, is show me what you think I bought here.
Okay, Dave's handing Ash the phone. She's looking at an image. I don't know what it is. I can't see.
The image is of tons of tools,
right,
in a sort of casing. There's like mad different attachments for screwdrivers. Like,
oh my god, you have to get in your first DIY box.
It's like I thought it was a tool kit, right? And it has wrenches, it has nuts, it has bolts, it has everything.
There's screwdrivers.
50 different things on this.
Yeah, so there's screwdrivers, everything. I was like, Jesus, that's an unbelievable value gift. Like, so what I like to do is exit out of the of the photo,
yes,
and read what I've actually bought.
You've bought.
Oh no, what has he done?
I've bought a mug. With
a coffee mug.
With that picture.
With that print on it.
No! No!
Honestly, probably more helpful to you than the tools. That is so funny.
I bought a
graphic on a mug.
Yeah, I bought a coffee mug with a photo of tools.
This is
on
ridiculous.
It.
That is so deceiving. That does not look like a mug.
It does
and
not look like a mug.
That will probably be arrived maybe in time for Christmas.
That's it. And it's a little mug.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, that's so that's so what funny. I've
right,
got.
Right, Dave, you need to rein it in now, pal.
Yep.
It's Mark Amber and Belong Together on Spin. You are with Emma, Dave and Aisling and it's coming up on 20 to 10 and it's almost time.
Woo!
It's almost time.
Ooh,
this
exciting.
Is exciting.
The messages have been coming in thick and fast all morning. Please ring me. Please ring me. Unfortunately, who knows? Who knows whose phone is going to ring? And the problem being, you got to answer your phone saying a very specific thing. If over the last few weeks you have entered for your opportunity to head off to Ibiza next month, it is time to find out who has won that prize. Let's cross over to our Michaela Hayes.
Take me to Ibiza.
For the past 3 weeks, all day, every day on Spin, we have been getting qualifiers to send you to Ibiza for one of the biggest closing parties with Apal, right? We had your flights, accommodation, tickets, all sorted. And you know, in order to qualify, you had to answer your phone with the word Spin, take me to Ibiza. Well, we also need you to do that. If your phone rings around about now, you got to answer with Spin Take Me to Ibiza and you will be on that flight to Ibiza in less than a month's time. So let's see if you can do it.
Spin, Take Me to Ibiza.
Gay!
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah! Have you just been waiting by your phone?
Oh my God, yeah.
You are going to Ibiza in less than a month's time. So you know we've got you in a 4-star hotel, by the way.
Oh my God, I'm so looking forward to this. Oh my God, I've already picked up my friend. Well, she's booked it. Oh my God.
What are you going to tell her?
I don't even know. She's going to know. I'd say she'll know. She probably will have the radio on.
Amazing. And have you been to Ibiza before?
No, never.
But never?
Never. And
has it been on your bucket list of places to go?
Yeah, definitely. All the girls have been going this summer, so I wanted to go.
And now you're going!
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
Oh, did you think you were going to get the call?
Like, I had it in my mind. I was like, I'm going to win this. I knew I was going to win this. But then I think yesterday I kind of was like, oh, maybe not. But oh my God, I'm so delighted.
Oh, I'm so happy. No worries at all. So that is flights for you and your pal. Also, transfers to and from the airport in Ibiza. That is amazing.
Amazing.
5 nights in a 4-star hotel. Also, breakfast every morning. Will you make it down for that?
Definitely, yeah. I'll use it all.
We're very different people. I would not use that at all. Also, 2 tickets to the biggest closing parties. That is on the Monday. And travel insurance and 20kg luggage. You're all sorted.
Oh, no. Thank you so much.
No worries. Have an absolute ball, Katie. And you're going to have to tell us all about it when you get back, right?
Yeah, I will.
All right. Thanks so much, Katie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.